She saw them joining hands. So he sent his men to work one day to clear the barnhouse ground. The hammered rule, the twisted tell, the oldest stone fell down. Stopped them then on Christmas Day from Kirkwall. Word had come too late to save that fallen stone, too late to be undone. 5,000 years had he torn away, all laid to dust in a day.
Barnyard of Dalgetay. never catch me here again. All in tonight, all in tonight, says Linton Lauren. There's the bar and yards are down to take. All in tonight, all in tonight.
I just love the combination of the Scots snare drums and the African tribal drums. That is a piece by musician extraordinaire. I was going to call him a piper, but he actually played every instrument on that cut. Blair Douglas is his name. The name of the tune is Nelson Mandela's Welcome to the City of Glasgow. Just terrific piece. It's a great one to work out to. If you don't have that on your workout list, you can find it online. It's an easy piece to find and download. Karen Matheson before that. Kimivuam. It's off of an album called Down River, a solo effort by Karen Matheson, who is the principal vocalist for Capra Cayley out of Scotland. Before that, The Barnyards of Delgaty off of an album called Tall Tales by Old Blind Dogs with Ian Benzie holding forth on the lead vocals. And we let off the set with The Odinstone from a group called Saltfish 40 off of an album called The Rough Guide to Scottish Music, kind of a companion to The Rough Travel Guides. Good evening to you. My name is Carl Cumley, and I'm your host here on the first Wednesday of every month on this program called Sholta Gael, which means the Celtic dispatch or the Celtic courier, if you will. Sholta Gael is music from all over the Celtic world and the Celtic diaspora as well. So you might hear music from Brittany or Cornwall or the Isle of Man or Scotland or Ireland or Spanish, Celtic Spain, Galicia, as well as Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, Australia, the United States, all over the place. And it's a delight to bring it to you. So thank you very much for listening in with us. And if you were really paying attention, you would have noted that each of the four artists or groups that we played to open up the show are all from Scotland. There's a reason for that. The month of September has an embarrassment of Celtic riches spilling right over into the month of September with the Colorado Scottish Festival, and then in September, the Estes Park, Scottish-Irish Celtic Festival. So lots of great music and culture that you can experience live around our state, and I suggest that you do that. If you've never done it before, you have an opportunity in about 10 minutes or so to kind of get in the spirit and get ramped up. Dirk Mavis is going to be joining us from the Colorado Scottish Festival, and we're looking forward. Marty Lambeth may join us as well, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what goes on at these festivals, what it takes to organize them, what you can experience or expect to experience at the Colorado Scottish Festival, and so that's coming up here just shortly. But we want to go ahead and keep moving forward with the music from Alistair Fraser off of an album called Skydance. This is called The Scolding Wives of Abertarf on KGNU. Thank you. Music there, a set of tunes from Rua, The Storm in Edinburgh, and The Streaker off of an album called Scotland Now. Prior to that, Siobhan Miller with The Banks of Newfoundland. And we let off the set with The Scolding Wives of Abertarf, I'll Break Your Head for You, and Catch and Kiss by Alistair Fraser and Paul MacLeish. We are very lucky this evening to be joined by Dirk Mavis from the Colorado Scottish Festival. Dirk, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Great. How delightful to have you here. And many thanks for joining us on this mild summer evening. And tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they come to the Colorado Scottish Festival.
Well, this weekend in Edgewater, we're going to have the 58th Colorado Scottish Festival, and we're going to have, hopefully, you know, nice and cool weather. Expect maybe some light sprinkling rain, and it's a great festival. It's been going on for 58 years. We have Scottish athletics and Highland Games competitions. And there's going to be some Highland pipe bands. And then we have dancers, dance competitions, Irish dancing demos. And if you're old enough, you can imbibe in the whiskey tastings. Whiskey tastings?
Escapé, as they say.
Yes, a drop of the pure, as they say in Ireland.
Right, the stuff. Poutine, all of those good names for it.
Poutine. Yeah, although I'm told that if you spell whiskey with an E, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, it's Irish, but the Scottish whiskey would be W-H-I-S-K-Y, no E.
And in either case, it's derived from the Gaelic word for water.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit. You know, I know when people go to Scottish festivals, they see people, guys in kilts, tossing around a telephone pole. What's up with that?
Yeah, I think that's the one of the athletic categories that they compete in, and they see how far they can toss the tabor. And this is a, you know, like a 30-foot long pole, and I think it's it takes a real not just strength, but a lot of finesse and balance in order to be able to toss it right. I don't know much about it myself, but I always enjoy watching the athletes in that particular event. So that's one of the things you can see there.
What other kinds of sports events are there for the Celtic sports, the Scottish sports?
Well, let's see. There's also I think one where they throw a hammer. There's a lot of, you know, how far can you throw it or how high can you throw it type of thing. There's one I think that I was very fascinated with where they throw a bale of hay over a very high pole using a pitchfork.
Right. Bale toss. And my recollection is on the caber toss that you're allowed to get up a pretty good head of steam while you're balancing the pole on your shoulder, cradling the butt end of the pole in your two clasped hands with your fingers interlaced. And so you basically bend down with your knees bent and you're carrying the caber and trying to get as good a head of steam as you can. And then when you decide to toss, you lift up, but you have to get the caber to pitch forward so the end that was up in the air strikes the ground first, and ideally the entire pole will continue over another 90 degrees until it hits the ground. And part of the scoring is, can you keep the pole moving in a linear direction and not veering off to either side, in addition to the distance that you can toss it. It's really a remarkable athletic event.
Yeah, really, I think a tremendous amount of skill to do that. I can't imagine how much time they put into practicing that particular athletic event. And in fact, there's a lot of other very skilled, full things that you can see at the festival, like, you know, that step dancers, you know, not just Irish and Scottish normally. There's the Scottish Highland dancers that will be there, but there's also the Irish step dancers that will be there. And the people who play the Highland bagpipes, they have to put an incredible amount of practice to do that. And there's competitions in piping and dancing, as well as the athletic events.
Tell us where exactly in Edgewater the festival is going to be held and how we get there and what time events start. Kind of walk us through the visitor experience, if you will.
Sure. It's going all day, both Saturday and Sunday. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes late until 9 p.m. on Saturday. And then again, it goes from 9 to 5 on Sunday. It's at Citizens Park in Edgewater, which is at West 22nd Avenue. It's just a little bit west of Sloan's Lake. And that's just a little bit west of downtown Denver as well. So let's see. The information on getting tickets is at scottishgames.org. And tickets are not very expensive.
That's all we need to say about that, is that they're not very expensive. We don't quote prices, but how about a website for people that are intrigued and want to know more?
So this is at scottishgames.org. That's scottishgames.org.
Terrific.
All you need is there. There is one other thing I want to mention. There's lots of good Irish and Celtic music that's going to be there. On Saturday evening, there's the local Irish and Scottish rock band. They play Highland rock and roll, Angus Moore. And that's going to start at 7 o'clock and goes to the end of the festival around 9 o'clock, or the end of the night, that is. And it's a great band. This is their debut, their first performance after the long, frustrating COVID break. And if you buy tickets for the festival, then you also get free admission to the concert. So that's included with the normal tickets. And there's good food and beer and lots of dogs of the British Isles and British cars. There's a lot of things to see there.
So if I go throughout the day, I'll have an opportunity to eat and drink, as well as sample craftspeople as well?
Yes, there's crafts. There's Celtic merchandise, is what they call that. And you can also visit different clans. There are going to be different clan tents. You can discover the history of the different clans. And one of our main sponsors this year is the Renaissance Scots. And those guys are fun. They reenact living history of the Scots from the times of the Renaissance. And they have their own special Renaissance era tents set up. And they do things like sword fighting. And they also demonstrate the way that they would weave those tartans, those plaid tartans, on their old looms.
Very cool.
Really fun things to see.
I'm assuming as far as their martial arts, they use the large claymore, the large broadsword.
Yeah, and they have some very dramatic ways of fighting with those big swords, and it's amazingly quick and frightening to watch. I don't know how they do it without hurting themselves. It's great. And of course, we have other things that might be interesting. If you're a whiskey drinker, they're going to auction off a special bottle of Clan Fraser Reserve whiskey, which is, have you ever heard of the Outlander books?
Oh, yes, of course.
The Outlander books and the TV.
And the TV show that came after.
Yeah, so the author, Diana Gabaldon, who wrote Outlander, has actually signed this bottle of whiskey. So they're going to auction off this bottle. So if you're an Outlander fan, that'd be an interesting thing. And if you join the Thistle Club, you can join the club and get exclusive perks and fun things to do at the festival.
So that's this Saturday and Sunday coming up from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Sunday?
That's right.
How on earth did you become involved?
Well, I guess about 13 years ago, Loretta Thompson, who was the entertainment director then, invited me to play my very special musical instrument, a kind of bagpipe. And I've been doing this ever since. And now I'm the entertainment director for this festival and help out with planning. But my thing is, I've been bringing Irish music to this Scottish festival the whole time.
So you're an Éilean piper then?
Yes, I play a bagpipe that's the Éilean pipes, and it's an Irish bagpipe. And so that's what I do for a living, is I play the Éilean pipes, and I build the instruments in my workshop.
Oh, interesting.
Birthed in Colorado.
What do you call someone that is a pipe maker? Is there, you know, someone who makes a bouzouki as a luthier? Is there a similar term for a pipe maker?
As far as I know, the only term is pipe maker.
That'll do.
Except for the more derogatory ones that I'm always
Yes, I've heard it said that a gentleman is a person who can play the bagpipes and doesn't.
That's a gentleman, right?
Right.
Not one of those. I'm not often called one of those.
It's great, great stuff. I am looking forward to joining you. We will be there this weekend. It ought to be a lot of fun. I'm an old festival veteran many, many times over, but this will be my first Colorado Scottish Festival. Tell us about the mast bands, the pipe groups that are coming from around the country to participate and compete.
This is a very important part of what makes this festival special, and it's been going for 58 years, is we often get competitors from all international competitors who come to be part of this so that they can get together with other top bands and share their skills with each other. So and of course, the best bands come away with some good notoriety and some good prizes. But you know, if you're not in a band from Scotland itself, then getting a chance to hear those bands and compete against them to see them in person and also have some camaraderie with those other musicians is a really important part of our musical community. Likewise, all the bands that play the folk music, it's a very close-knit community we have here, even in Colorado. I think most of the bands this year will be local, but we're hoping that in future years, if this festival keeps getting support, we can continue to bring in international acts.
So in Edgewater at Citizens Park, west of Sloan's Lake, this Saturday, 9 to 9, this Sunday, 9 to 5, hundreds and hundreds of people. Is there an opportunity to order a kilt if I wanted to do so?
I do believe that some of the vendors will have kilts available. I've seen vendors who sell kilts at this festival. I haven't tried to buy one myself because I usually play the Irish music. I usually wear pants.
and you're usually sitting down with your knees slightly apart to manage the pipes as well, which might be counterproductive or maybe very productive, as the case may be.
Yes, I think generally in the Irish tradition, even the lady Ellen Pipers will be careful to not wear a short kilt-like skirt.
Dirk Mavis, thank you very, very much. Is there anything else we should know before we wrap up this evening?
Well, it's good to support the local musicians and
absolutely
the local dancers and all of the most, you know, it's going to be a really good time. And, you know, we hope to see you there in Edgewater this weekend.
You absolutely will. Absolutely. Very much looking forward to it. And I'm going to encourage all of our listeners to do likewise. It just sounds like a terrific time. A lot of effort goes into planning it. Hundreds and hundreds of people are bringing you their finest art and tradition and culture. And that is really something not to miss.
I guess I would want to add one last thing.
Please do.
You don't need to be Scottish. You don't need to be Scottish to join this. You don't need a Celtic background. This is, even though we're celebrating Scottish traditions and history, it offers something for all cultures and every age group. It's a very family-friendly festival, and there will be children's activities. They're like someone who does face painting, and it'll be a fun time for all.
Terrific. Dirk Mavis, the entertainment chairman for the Colorado Scottish Festival, thank you for taking the time to give us a call and whet our appetites for the Colorado Scottish Festival this weekend, just west of Sloan's Lake in Citizens Park in Edgewater. And I look forward to shaking your hand when you have a break from all of your other duties. Thanks again.
And I look forward to seeing you there as well. Thank you for having me tonight. We'll see you there.
You bet. Take good care.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, celebrating Bossa Nova on a delightful evening in Rio de Janeiro, featuring five Brazilian master musicians and American tenor saxophonist Harry Allen on Thursday, September 15th. Tickets and information can be found at newmantix.com or by calling 303-871-7720. ¶¶
You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Shoal to Gale. Do check out the Colorado Scottish Festival in Edgewater this Saturday and Sunday. Thank you very much for listening to KGNU.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street and open daily at 11 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com or by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at RebeccasHerbs.com.
You've tuned into KGNU, community-powered independent radio from the Front Range. My name is Mariah. The show is Musica Mundi. For the next 2 hours, I'll be playing you music from around the globe. Diverse voices, a lot of neo-traditional sounds, a lot of new releases from this last week, and quite a few favorites thrown in just to spice things up here and there. Thanks so much for listening, and let's get right into the music with Sababa 5 from Israel. Enjoy.
Oh, break. Oh, wait.